With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky, and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas and veteran of the United States Marine Corps who has built an acting career with scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, 21 Jump Street, Night School, and 12 Strong, as well as his work for Children's Mercy Hospital with The Big Slick. You saw his Discovery series, Rob Riggle, Global Investigator, earlier this week. He sent a special message to the graduating seniors of his alma mater, Shawnee Mission South High School, and on May 21st, he returns for an all-new season of the ABC Extreme Mini Golf Competition, Holy Moly. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Oh, Mr. Riggle, you and that D bumper, man, that thing is that stash is magical.
I'm your Huckleberry. My God.
You guys are the best. Yes. Well, thank you. I had a beard, and then I morphed it into a goatee, and then I took it down to the stash.
Well, and the stash is like
I'm working it.
Part Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday, but it's got a little of the porny to it too. It's just nice.
It really is.
The soul patch underneath. I think that's. That's the thing. That's half Doc Holliday, half porn. It's hard to put your finger on.
When you have the full beard and your hair is short, as soon as I see you, I remember how the real handsome G.I. Joes when you were a kid, where they had the beard. I was like, my God, Rob Riggle's a G.I. Joe.
He's a living, breathing G.I. Joe.
Finally, I've done what I set out to do. I'm done.
You. By the way, very nice. I saw that for your Raiders over in Shawnee Mission, and that was a nice message, man.
Oh, well, sorry. It's so funny. I've been getting hit up for, like, just a ton of videos for different organizations and groups and whatever. And, you know, when South reached out, I was like, sure, but I had no idea what they were going to do with it. And I put it on social media, so I'm hearing about it. I thought it was for, like, some senior gathering where they were just going to show the seniors. But otherwise, I might have taken a little more time with it. But anyway.
Oh, no, you're all over the place.
I feel bad for all those seniors. Both at KU and at Shawnee Mission South, because a lot of their traditions, the traditional stuff, has been taken away from them.
Well,
it's kind of frustrating.
Although I think it depends on how your childhood was. Like for me, if you'd have told me my senior year, okay, you're not going to go to a prom, which I didn't anyway, or you're going to graduate, which I didn't anyway, but you could graduate but not go to school, I'd be like, yeah.
Now that part was kicking.
I would love that.
That part was good.
So I think it just depends on the experience of high school.
I love those guys, man.
I hope that, you know, and I do feel bad for them, genuinely. And I think more than likely it's the parents that suffer more than even the kids do.
Yes. I think, I mean, it's the whole collective. Everybody's got a stake in that thing.
My mom and dad would have hated this so much. I mean, hate. Like, if they'd have sent all four boys home, because my mom, this is no joke, she would literally throw us out of the house during our summer break. She'd just tell all four boys, don't come home until the streetlights come on.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah.
I remember getting up early, jumping on my bike, and not coming back until it was dark. That's just the way it was.
Yeah, well, my mom wanted it. She was very, very direct. Do not come home.
I guess I always had the option of coming home, but
congratulations on Holy Moly. Now, by the way, I literally snorted my coffee when I heard the balls are dropping.
That promo is hilarious.
It's really
good. We were so lucky to get that season two done. We wrapped shooting on that the first week in March, and then boom, we actually started doing Holy Moly Australia, and we had to cut that short. We had to stop production, so we didn't even get that done. But we got the American version done, which is all that matters.
What are you gonna so isn't it so strange now? Like, I'm gonna leave today. I'm gonna leave the show early, and for the first time, venture out. Bob and Moose, we all three work here, so we're all okay with each other in terms of situational distancing or social distancing, and go on a motorcycle ride to Arkansas. But we are going to get three separate hotel rooms for the first time, and just eat everything outside on benches and parks and on the side of the road and drink by fire pits. But for the first time, this will be the first time I venture anywhere outside of Kansas City.
Oh my gosh, good for you. Yeah. I'm glad. It's a return to normal, because I'm sick of this thing.
Yeah.
I'm sick of quarantine, sick of COVID. Everybody is. I'm not saying anything new here, but I'm my fun meter is pegged on this one. I'm done.
Oh, I've gotten so weird. We've done so much. We put the giant Disgraceland gate up, and that turned out really good. But then now the latest endeavor at Disgraceland is we got a bunch of steel from our friend Brent. My friend Joel Stone from DSS Productions, he's a brilliant fabricator, now has CAD designed the trestle that we're building on the land. We're building a 23-foot trestle bridge over a little ravine for no reason other than we can do it.
Oh, my gosh. This is all. This is like you are like a kid again.
Yeah.
Like when you go just because you can build a tree for it, you just do it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So weird.
That's awesome. Is Bob the tall one that just fell into the fire? After
yes.
The
yes. Yes. That's a-hole Bob. Yeah. Bob currently looks like a homeless Eric Clapton.
He won't
that's
get his haircut.
Oh, it's not a good look, man, because he's normally the part on the side and then comb over and he blow dries and it's fairly short and he gets his hair cut by the same lady every time, and now he's going on 3 months with no haircut, or 2 months, and almost three.
God.
And it looks awful. Like, he looks like a 1970s bad guy in a,
Porn?
Like a bad guy in, like, a Clint Eastwood movie.
His wife looked at him and said, you look terrible.
Yeah.
It sounds like, he sounds like Ernie McCracken from Kingpin.
Only a little wavier. So he looks, it's somewhere between Ernie McCracken and a bad guy in a Charles Bronson movie.
Well, then he needs to be taken down.
Yeah,
like a Bronson movie.
And you haven't seen your mom or dad. You haven't, your family. I mean, this has been pretty crazy for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, my folks were out here visiting right before the virus hit. Like, they left on March 1st. So I did get to see them, before the silliness all hit. What are we going on, 60 days now? 60 days of lockdown?
Yeah.
And half the country is saying, let's wrap it up, and the other half is saying, let's extend it.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, it's just a very confusing time. I'm getting a lot of mixed information.
Well, I don't
know who to trust anymore.
I'll tell you who I trust. I go, hey, we all know you got to get the economy. That's certain. We also know that this kills old people and people with immune issues, so we know that. It's pretty simple. Wash your hands, be smart, don't be a dick, and wear your stupid mask. I know you feel dumb wearing it, but it prevents you from giving it to others. It doesn't mean, you see these weirdos like, I ain't going to be fear. Listen, it's not because you're afraid. You and I both know why you don't want to wear it, because we all feel stupid walking around the store with it. But just live with that and don't give anything to anybody, and we'll get past it all.
I think that's probably the most sound advice I've heard in weeks.
That's exactly.
We need reasonable people, and unfortunately, this thing's become too political to be reasonable anymore. But we need reasonable people saying just what you said.
Yeah, it's because it's like I'm lucky. I got to come to work, and that. For me, they were going to have to pay us anyway because we're contract. But, they gave us the option. We're like, of course we want to work. I want to work out. A, I want something to do every day. And B, I think it's important to keep things normal, man. I can carry myself. And I had to think about all five guys on the show, where I go, who I'm with, how I conduct myself, because it affects T and his mom, who's older, Jake and his parents, Nikki and her husband, who's almost 73 years old.
He's older.
And Greg. So, you have to just be responsible if you want to keep things going.
Right.
that's
right.
It.
Right. Listen, my industry is going to be the last industry to come back.
That's scary.
Us and like us in sports entertainment, I think. Anything in the entertainment field, I think we'll probably be the last people back at work.
Because
everything's shut down out here. I mean, there's no productions. There's live entertainment's just not happening. And the prognosis isn't that great too. So I don't know.
I know.
Very challenging time. Very challenging.
You know,
I'll tell you what though. If you want to do something good. Children's Mercy, we're not doing Big Slick this year. We're not having our annual Big Slick event, but hopefully we're still going to try to do something. I don't know what that means, so I can't give you more detail than that. But just because this thing's happening doesn't mean those sick kids and their families still don't need help. So you can still go to BigSlickKC.org. And there's all kinds of ways people can help.
You know what I'd like to do?
Throw that out there.
We should do a smaller, Big Slick pop-up rock and roll in at a drive-in theater. 10 people maximum in a car. Everybody has to stay in their car. We pipe it in. We run speakers. And you guys have a stage up there.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Think about it. You just keep it under 10, right?
Or even two-stage, mini-stage back and forth.
Yeah.
Keep
and
the
then
distance.
You go, you got to stay in your truck or your car. We'll pipe it all in. We'll do the drive-in. You could do... five to 10 celebrities on one stage and maximum. And then you just go, okay, we're going to think about this and work our way around it. There could be, I know I'm just popping it out there, but I've been pondering a lot of ideas of how you can find new ways to have fun, to entertain people, to get out and let some of the energy loose so we don't explode.
Right. Right. Listen, I think everybody's right now getting to that phase. It's almost like the stages of grieving, where your denial, then your bargaining, then you're sad, then you're angry, then you finally come to
that's
acceptance.
True.
I think,
you're right.
I think like right now, everybody's in the bargaining phase right now. And like, what if we did this? How about this? Maybe this.
Yeah.
This will work. This will be the new thing. But this too shall pass. And we will get back to normal.
My buddy, Belshew's having some troubles at home. And so he, just before the start, he goes, hey, man, can I crash with you for a day or two? And I go, sure. This whole thing starts. He's been living with me now the whole time.
Oh. Oh, yeah. You just got yourself. You just created the first sitcom from the COVID.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you ought to see us. Because literally, I ate on the way home from work. And Belshew would make sandwiches, like really nice sandwiches. Because he wasn't going to work because he's a driver for Granger, and they'd called him off the route for a while. And so I got home one day, and I had a bag, and he goes, oh. I go, and I noticed he got quiet. I go, what's wrong? And he goes, did you eat? And he goes, because I was going to make sandwiches. I was like, oh, my God, what's happened to us right now?
Which he's like deli-style chef.
And you have to see him. He looks like an old-timey strongman. He's bald. He's just super muscular, but he's short and squat. He just looks like he should just come out lifting nothing but kettlebells and screaming steak and eggs, eggs and steak.
And keep in mind, you are actually with your girl also quarantined. So it's the three of them in this house for the majority of the time.
Yeah.
So getting it on also a bit of an issue.
Well, I know. She almost hurt us one night. But we've been having the Red Ryder BB Gun Invitational out at the land, and he is obsessed by it.
Oh, good Lord. That sounds amazing, actually. That should be the event everybody tries to get to.
Yeah. No, you'd like it, Rob. I got to tell you, man, I hate it for you guys to be locked up like this and not be able to create and not be able to do all these projects. I know it'll come back, and this is not the hardest thing any of us, especially a man like you who's been in war, who's been in the middle of it all. It's tough, and it sucks, and it's unfortunate. It really is hard on our economy, and it's hard on people's homes. I get it, and God forbid these poor businesses. But we'll get through this like we always do.
Right. We just got to – I do. I think we all got to get back to work, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Because that's good, because it's a psychological thing, too. There's all kinds of pain, and there's all kinds of stress. This is a very unique style and type, it's survivable. We can all get through it, but the sooner we start looking for answers other than what we're doing, which is just marking time, the better.
Well, and the thing is, you will be remembered for how you handled this. You know what I mean? Everybody listening, everybody, all of us, we will be remembered for how we handle this. As time goes by and it becomes a memory, not a moment, then, like these dudes, the guys are too fat to have a pistol, so they have to hang the AR-15 off the front, the neckbeard guys standing out there. I go, what are you doing with your little play ballistic vest there, GI? Like, look, yeah. And you know not one of those guys ever served. You know, that never was in the middle of it. You know, you just go, Jesus, you fat neckbeard Nazi dickhead.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's yeah, and you know what? We will be fine. I talked to Richard Marcinko the other day, our friend who was a commander of SEAL Team 6 in Red Cell, and he's been got the family up in his compound near Quantico, and he makes me laugh because, you know, being he's almost 80 now. He has every piece of wisdom I need. All you do is ask, you know, Dick Marcinko what he thinks, and I just make that my new mantra. I go, that's how I'm going.
Well, they keep things simple. That's, I always like that about either Marines or special operators or whatever. You know, the old KISS method: keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
And so they always have these great little phrases or, you know, quick little thoughts, that little nuggets that you can put in your pocket and be like, "That's my anchor. That's what I'm going to." And in time of crisis, that'll be how I live my life, is this little piece of wisdom.
Well, listen,
I've actually got a grenade. It's empty, but I got a grenade on my desk signed by Marcinko.
Is he not the best? I have made friends with him, and I've gone to dinner with him a few times now, where it'll just be he and I and a few others, and he'll start to tell stories, and it is a look into history and greatness, and a warrior that has seen more, done more, started everything he accomplished, and his complete and utter contempt for authority is glorious.
That's what makes him him. Yeah. You know, that's what makes him good at what he does.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to catch a criminal, you know, you don't go get a
choir boy,
a Sunday school teacher.
Yeah, that's right.
You go get a criminal.
Yeah, and that's what he is. I mean, he is a straight, and I say that with all the love in the world. Like he is one of the greats. You're the only actor and entertainer I've ever known of that has a foot in both of those worlds, man. Like entertainment, and you've genuinely seen real operations. You're a part of it through everything. I mean, do you know of any other Hollywood actor, any comedian, anybody that's done that?
I know a lot of actors who have served, but you have to go back a couple generations to find, I guess those who have
Arlie Ermey.
Arlie, sure. Oh my gosh, yeah. And Jimmy Stewart, believe it or not, he was a heck of a. He flew several combat missions.
That's right.
Very risky stuff.
That's right. That's so. It's
yeah. He did some. And Lee Marvin.
Well,
Charles Durning. Charles Durning was shot through the jaw on D-Day.
Dude, have you ever read the story about when Russia was mad about John Wayne and they were going to send some assassins, and the CIA came to John Wayne's house and he said, "That's okay, let them come." have you ever read that story about, just Google John Wayne Russians assassination attempt, and he was as serious as a heart attack. He's like, "Bring them. I will handle this. You boys don't need to be here." I was like, Jesus, that's great.
We just don't have any of that in Hollywood anymore. They don't exist.
Well, you are it, I think. You are, and I mean that, man. Listen, how many times did you go overseas? How many tours?
Let's see. There was Liberia, there was Albania, Kosovo, and Afghanistan twice.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead, and I know you wouldn't, but I put you. And that's, honestly, you know, if you would like to know the truth, I mean, that I do view you in that way, that, you know, you're a real warrior and a real operator. And then you came back here and you brought everything you know and all your honor and character, and you took it to Hollywood and made it a little bit better, not to mention very, very talented. Now I'm going to swing from your other ball, and you're devastatingly handsome.
this is my therapy. I call you just to have you talk to me. John, I need help.
No, but I mean it, man. I mean, you know, I look for guys like my great uncle Paul. I try to surround myself or make friends with people that I deeply admire, because I want to see their qualities in me. And that's, you know, I think what my great uncle Paul kind of told me in a roundabout way. You know, like, you're going to be known by the company you keep, and you're gonna pull from them. You know, so try to find good people.
I think that's great advice. That really is. I think surrounding yourself with good people always raises your game.
Yeah.
I try to do the same thing. I try to find people who are going to make me better, challenge me, push me. Yeah, it's like when you're a little kid and you go play with the older kids.
Yep.
You get your butt kicked, but you get better.
Yeah, fast. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And, you know, to go along with what you were just saying about, you know, the whole John Wayne of it all, yeah, except I'm not getting off of those roles. What I am getting is, holy moly, starting next year.
That's what America needs.
I can't wait to
exactly
see it. Hey, man, 12 Strong, you did get the 12 Strong. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
You.
Well, anyway, I hope people enjoy Holy Moly coming out.
Hey, let me tell you, we're going to keep pimping this forever. Look, 8 o'clock ABC, 8 o'clock ABC, May 21st, Holy Moly 2 debuting. It's a Thursday, and it's going to be incredible, man. Cash and prize, $25,000. This time the balls drop. It's going to be great.
I'm telling you, for anybody hurting right now because there's no sports entertainment, this is all the sports entertainment you're going to get for a while, so soak it up.
I love you, brother. You take care, man. Be safe, and I hope to see you soon.
Awesome, brother. Good to see you. Good talking to you.
Cheers. Yeah.
He's the good son.
Well, no, he really is. And, you know, again, he never, never, and as real men don't, will lay out there all he's done. But did you hear those tours?
Of course.
From Liberia to Kosovo?
Mm-hmm.
These were real things.
He's never one. He's not going to brag or anything like that. Well, like when you ask him pointed, you know, what did you do? Then he'll tell you. Right. But yeah.
Tough guys never have to.
And yeah. He's one of the best.
Yeah.
Period. All around human.
I'd be like his foster brother.
You're the brother that got sent from the other town. They sent you to him for the summer.
That's our movie. Like, he's really good and funny and talented and smart, and I'm just a scrub, and he's still dragging me along. Like,
they got shipped to you for the summer break because you knocked up some chick.
He's my real brother. Shut up.
We're family.
That's great. But, dude, 12 Strong.
Yes.
I thought that was a great movie, man. And, you know, true story.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing a man can take into combat... there's a reason why.
Be in this fight, boys. You mark my words.
Can't you hear me knocking on your window?
19 men attacked our country. The 12 of you will be the first ones to fight back.
Can't you
it's us. We're going
hear
in.
Me knocking on your door?
I would be remiss if I did not say to you, even in success, the odds of you coming home.
They're 100%, sir. We're coming home.
Hold on. Our boys are going to ride into battle on horseback?
The chances are we are not going to make it out of this one.
I am your biggest gun, Cap.
The only way home is winning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.